The Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today expanded his cabinet with former Congress leader Jitin Prasada, the most high-profile new face in the ruling BJP state government. The expansion comes months before the assembly polls in the politically key state, and the newly inducted members have been chosen with that poll math, poll arithmetic in mind. What really was the calculation behind all of this? We're joined by the senior BJP leader Alok Vats. We're also joined by Supriya Sinha of the Congress. Mr. Vats, let me come to you first. The Samajwadi Party actually says that all of this is essentially eyewash. The model code of conduct comes into place in a short period of time. So this is just getting your election focus, community and caste representation sorted. This has nothing to do with governance at all. Is that correct?
No. It's not correct. Even last minute changes are
in any team, and the captain has the right to reshuffle his team at any time, whether even if he's in the last inning or last over. There's nothing unusual about it. It's done all in the right earnest.
I'm not saying there's anything unusual about it, but if you look at it, you've got at least three new OBC faces as well. You've got a new Brahmin face. The BJP appears to be checking all the boxes it needs to make it more viable as the elections come up. I mean, what's wrong in admitting that, we are perfectly in our rights to do that? That's what's being done over here. This is not for governance.
Mr. Soham, obviously, with the fear of election lurking in the corner, some adjustments have to be made, also keeping in mind the election prospect. So there's nothing wrong in it.
Right.
Every party does it.
Fair enough.
We have also done it.
Fair enough. Some would say that's a bit cynical, considering that people in the state want the job to be done. They maybe aren't thinking about elections quite yet. But there's nothing wrong or illegal in what you've done. Supriya, the Congress party has lost Jitin Prasad some time back. He's now being inducted. Is this something that continues to rankle the party?
I will wish everybody well, whoever has become a minister today, including Jitin Prasad. He is a good friend of mine. But I will only ask, Jitin used to run a Brahmar Chetna Manch before he joined the BJP and asserted that Brahmins in UP are being exploited. Does he carry the same sentiment as he joins the BJP, or suddenly the Brahmin exploitation has ended? That's point number one. The person, Sanjay Nishad, who's being made an MLC, just a few days back has been found on a sting saying that Yogi and Akhilesh are his enemies. He can get his enemies annihilated. He will burn police stations. How are we letting these people get into our legislatures? And last but not the least, Vishnu, UP needs good governance. You can keep getting people to get your caste arithmetic right. But the reality is, as far as high prices are concerned, unemployment, what we saw during the corona crisis with dead bodies in the Ganges, this is all on account of misgovernance. How are these people going to fix misgovernance? And a very small point I want to make. The UP budget is done and over with. The supplementaries are done and over with. What are these new guys going to do? And I agree with the people from the opposition who say that the model code of conduct will kick in. So then you should just put up your hand and say, we did this blatantly and brazenly to get our caste arithmetic right. But guess what? That is not going to assure you win this time, because everybody in UP has been affected by the misgovernance of the BJP.
In fact, I wanted to ask Mr. Vats a little bit more about Sanjay Nishad. There was a sense that he would be included, but I believe he's not been included. His is not in the name.
But he's an MLC.
Right.
He's been made an MLC.
He's not there as part of the cabinet expansion this time around. Why has that taken place? Why has that not, his name not been included?
Well, that is the prerogative of the Chief Minister. If he doesn't want him to be included, he's not included. As simple as, but yes, people from that community have found their representation there. And let me tell you one thing. As Supriya was saying that very soon the model code of conduct will come and there will be no room left for these people to do anything. What happens in Punjab? Here there are just six people. There the whole cabinet has been changed. The whole thing has been reshuffled. And there also the election is around the corner. What will happen there to the whole
I will team? Answer that question.
They will have nothing to do.
But Supriya, that's exactly the same thing. Go ahead, Supriya, answer.
Yes. I will answer that question.
Again, six people here, the whole cabinet has been reshuffled.
Okay, I will answer that question, sir. And I will. I was anticipating it. I will answer it. If you let me allow, Mr. Alok, if you keep quiet.
Just 1 second, Supriya. Let him finish his sentence. I'll come to you after that.
Supriya, I've not completed my sentence. Please hold your
breath. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
And as regards UPC, you were saying about unemployment and other things. Look, the way UP government has done fought against corona.
The UP government's fight against corona needs an entire program, maybe 10. That's not the focus over here. But I think the point that you made about Punjab, Supriya, will you take that on? You criticize the BJP in UP.
Absolutely.
You've done the same thing with elections in Punjab.
No, I will tell you where the difference is. In Punjab, relax, sir. It's my turn to speak. In Punjab, there is a new chief minister. He, of course, and I say, even Yogi Adityanath's prerogative is right. He can elect as many ministers as he wants to. There were 53 in his cabinet. The constitution allows the space for 7 more, which is 60. He's gone and filled that limit. It's his prerogative. I'm not denying that. In Punjab, the difference is there's a new chief minister in place. He wants a new team. Some have been retained. Some have been let go on off. The reality is that in Punjab, what is happening is...
But it's also being done ostensibly with elections in mind, Supriya.
No, Vishnu. What we are not doing in Punjab is calling up the media and saying, play up this caste and play up that caste. Why are so many people from the BJP and UP giving calls to journalists and saying, this is the caste we have got into the cabinet. This is the caste from here. This is the region. What is this all about? Is politics going to be reduced only by caste arithmetic? Or is governance going to find some favor?
No, but what governance is the Congress going to achieve in Punjab, because the elections come up in what, less than 100 days?
I'm glad you asked me that question. In Punjab, our MLAs wanted a leadership change. And with that leadership change, we got the first Dalit MLA to become a chief minister of Punjab. Now he has the prerogative to set his cabinet. I don't think we can deny him that right. Even Yogi Adityanath has that prerogative. I just don't understand the need to advertise caste, the need to advertise regions. That's not what we are doing in Punjab. Why are you doing that in Uttar Pradesh?
All right. And Mr. Bhatt, why are you advertising caste? Go ahead.
Well, all the people...
In 30 seconds, sir, yes.
All the opposition parties are making a hue and cry regarding Jatiyak Janganna. The caste-based counting. So if we have made some representation, we are quite clear about it and we are announcing it that we are giving representation to the OBC. So what is harm in it?
I will tell you what is the harm in it, sir.
As regards Punjab, Supriya was saying, look, we have also made change of guard in many states, but without a murmuring. Look what the way it happened in Punjab. It was not.
Let's not
well
get
done.
Too carried away. There were 200 MLAs who were sitting on protest against the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh. That is the reality of Uttar Pradesh that you want to mask. You cannot.
All right. Okay, look, I need to wrap this entire program up. It's quite clear that what has been done, and Mr. Vatt says that of course it's being done with elections in mind, what necessarily is wrong. The Congress said that as far as Punjab is concerned, they needed a change of leaderships. But many would suggest that all of that in Punjab is also being done with elections in mind. Two sides of the same coin, who knows? We're going to take a short break, more coming up.